the rest of the story. Charles Richard Drew would probably have excelled in any pursuit, succeeded in any profession. In college, he was both a distinguished scholar and an outstanding athlete. And yet medicine was Charles' first love, and a specific field of medicine, hematology, the science of blood. Charles Drew's gift, of which all of us became benefactor, is the rest of the story. It was 1933 that Charles Drew became Dr. Drew, a medical degree, Master of Surgery, McGill University. It was during his residency at General Hospital that Drew began his most intensive hematological research. You see, until then, there was no effective way to store blood. Even on ice, the fragile red cells broke down. Whenever transfusions were required, donors of the correct blood type had to be called directly to the bedside. Dr. Drew searched for a way to preserve blood for emergencies. Receiving a 2-year fellowship at Presbyterian Hospital in New York, the doctor worked 18-hour days until an answer was found. In controlled experiments, he observed that red blood cells did not break down if they were refrigerated immediately at a certain temperature and then handled very carefully. Dr. Drew then designed special containers in which blood might be stored and refrigerated. These containers separated the red cells from the clear plasma. Subsequent laboratory tests proved successful. The doctor proposed an unprecedented blood storage program for Presbyterian Hospital. Indeed, it was the first blood bank. But still, the seemingly insurmountable difficulties of blood typing and prolonged preservation. So Dr. Drew continued his research. And then one morning, he came to this historic conclusion. Since clear plasma contained every substance of whole blood except red cells, and since the red cells were the major obstacles in the way of prolonged blood preservation, might then the plasma itself be a viable substitute for whole blood? Well, further experiments proved that it was, and thus were countless thousands of lives to be saved. And soon, very soon, for an ocean away, a world war was brewing, and under circumstances when whole blood could not possibly have been dispensed on the home front, nor transported to the war front, Dr. Drew's blood plasma could. His hours of tireless research, and the discoveries thereof, became a gift of life to all mankind. Then April 1, 1950, Dr. Drew was driving from Washington, D.C. to a physician's conference in Alabama. Weary after long hours of surgery the day before, he fell asleep at the wheel. His car ran off the road and overturned. And yet, if there was an irony in the subsequent demise of Dr. Drew, it was not, as some have suggested, that his admittance to the local hospital was delayed because he was a black man. No, I think the true paradox in the untimely death of Dr. Charles Richard Drew was that he, the physician who created the first blood bank, the researcher whose experiments proved the viability of blood plasma in transfusions, was at last unable to benefit from his own discoveries. For there at the roadside, he bled to death. And now you know the rest of the story.